An international student identifying himself only as Ben says he's been in Australia for just on a year, working as a part-time delivery rider for the company Deliveroo. He supplies his own motor scooter in working around Melbourne and says he's satisfied foregoing an hourly wage and pocketing $10 plus tips for each delivery he makes.
Normally they have a guarantee if you book for the shift. Yeah, they get like guarantee for 20 per hour. Yeah, I think, yeah, that is fair enough.
But not everyone agrees. A Transport Workers Union survey of 160 delivery riders in Melbourne and Sydney found 3 in 4 are paid below the average wage. It found many had been injured on the job and 1 in 4 worked more than 40 hours a week to make enough money. Now, London Deliveroo rider Megan Brown has led a protest in Melbourne saying the conditions for delivery riders around the world are unacceptable.
We're barely getting the minimum wage, we're injured on the job, we're scared for our safety, we can be fired at any time just because of a glitch on an app. Everything's excused because there's an algorithm supposedly controlling us and no human face to it.
Unions say classifying delivery riders as independent contractors is callous and regressive. Transport Workers Union National Secretary Tony Sheldon is calling for a comprehensive overhaul of wages and working conditions.
Have sick leave and annual leave, all those basic rights that we enjoy in many parts of the economy that's now evaporating in this new economy. This new economy is regurgitating the 1800s through an app and an algorithm, while sandshoe-wearing billionaires profit off the sweat and tears of hard-working Australians and people working in this country.
Web advertisements for riders promote a flexible job with freedom, plus tips and bonuses for attracting referrals. Deliveroo employs more than 3,600 riders in Australia, 1 in 5 of them international students. The company has released a statement saying it provides work cover and safety training, and the average earnings for riders across the country are above the national minimum wage. The company also says it takes great care to inform riders about how they can maximise their earnings with the platform.